WFYI podcast brought to you by Bloomington, Indiana, an American college town offering food and drink, college sports, outdoor activities, live music, cool art, and good times daily. Everyone is welcome in Bloomington. More information at visitbloomington.com.
We're going to take a trip right now. Like we always do about this time.
This is a journey into sound. Break it
down. I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. June is Pride Month, and on this week's show, we'll be taking a look at some of the events happening this year for Indie Pride. Up first, I'll be speaking with Jack Shepler, also known as DJ Jackola. Jack is the entertainment director for the Indie Pride Festival, and he'll be sharing music from some of the DJs and performers featured at this year's festival, including the house music legend Crystal Waters. And later in the program, we'll have another edition of Rebel Music with Carla Lopez. Carla's guest will be Manuel Gonzalez, one of the organizers of Orgullo Latinx, the first official Latinx Indie Pride event made for and by the Latinx community. But first, let's join my conversation with Jack Shepler. Jack, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And before we discuss your work with Indie Pride, I wanted to ask a bit about your background. You have a long history in the Indiana music scene, working as a DJ, promoter, and a music journalist, too. Am I correct that you've been DJing now for over 20 years, or nearly 20 years, let's say?
Yeah. I got my start all the way back in 2005 or 6, I think, at the Mark III in Muncie. I DJed every Wednesday and Saturday for a year before I moved to Indianapolis.
And is Muncie where you primarily grew up?
No, I actually grew up in Ohio. I moved to Indianapolis during high school. But I didn't, I really got into music when I was at Ball State, promoting events. I really wanted to be a concert photographer. So it all actually kind of started there, shooting a Warped Tour and some local shows for my website, and eventually taking photos of Bonnaroo and Coachella, Lollapalooza, all the big ones. That was kind of my start there.
What about DJing drew you in at that time and kind of became the dominant artistic pursuit in your life for a while, I think?
Well, in high school, I was super into house music. I really liked Bad Boy Bill and some of the Chicago house DJs. Derek Carter, et cetera. And I always wanted to be a DJ. When I got to college and I turned 21, I went to the bar and thought, wow, they should have house music here. So I asked them if they're looking to hire any DJs. They said, no, but we'll take your number. And then they called me the next day. The Mark III really was for me where I really learned to DJ. I'd done a few things before that, but I didn't really know, I didn't really have the practice until I was there doing it all night, twice a week. Mm.
And I think you started DJing around the same time I did, it sounds like. And at that time, there was no YouTube. There were no online tutorials to break this down for beginners. How did you learn the art of DJing and get immersed in this culture?
I'm definitely one of those, if I want to do something, I figure it out. a lot of the skills I use today, I did not learn in college, if that makes sense. So I bought records and I put them on my turntables and I thought, I'm going to figure out how this works. And I primarily played vinyl for the longest time and just kind of learned at home and started recording mixes and putting out CDs and that sort of thing, even before I was really playing a lot. Mm.
And it seems like when you came to Indianapolis, you really hit the ground running. You had a very successful run of hosting events and doing weekly and monthly parties at clubs around town. This seems like it was a great place for you to kind of launch your career as a DJ and promoter. Is that right?
Yeah. When I first moved here, I got I played at a South Meridian bar that's no longer open. Every couple of weeks, and then got involved with Midwest Music Summit, which turned into, you know, we started Broad Ripple Music Fest at my old office, and then did that for 7 years. By the time we stopped doing that, I was the festival director, and then did Warm Fest for a couple of years. So the DJing or the photography turned into DJing, turned into promoting and throwing large music festivals, and it just kind of just kept expanding.
Yeah, as I mentioned, you have a really long and impressive career here in Indiana music, you know, and I appreciate everything you do. Among the many events, parties, and festivals you've helped to create and promote, I think your work with Indie Pride really stands out. And you've had a long and very successful relationship with Indie Pride. I believe you started working with the organization about 11 years ago. You established the Indie Pride DJ stage 10 years ago, and you're now the Indie Pride Festival Entertainment Director. So, you know, very significant history you have with the organization. But going back to your early days with Indie Pride, could you tell us a little about what prompted you to get involved with this organization originally?
Sure. So I, before I joined the committee, I really wanted to just get involved in general, in particular to start a DJ event. So we did an event called Hump Day on the Wednesday before Pride. That must have been 2009 or 10 or so. Probably before then, actually. I'll have to look. But that event was fun. It was at a bar that no longer exists called Cosmos on the East Side. And then I started volunteering. I used to live down the street from the festival, so I would go down and volunteer and have a lot of fun. And every year I'd go back to the Pride Committee and say, hey, can we have a DJ stage? And at first the answer was no, there just isn't room. And then when they moved to the big park, and my really good friend, Stephanie Deanne, DJ Deanne, became the festival director, she said, yeah, let's do it. Let's start a DJ stage. And that's kind of how that happened. I joined the entertainment committee. I very quickly after that joined the board. I was on the Indie Pride board for 4 years from 2012 to 2016. And then I became the entertainment director in 2019, which was the last in-person festival we had. So this is actually my second in-person, although the two virtual festivals were also pretty significant and pretty awesome.
Right. This is the festival's return to live programming since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. You must have a lot of nerves coming in back into the live setting this year. Has it been kind of stressful getting everything back going, or is it all kind of going, everything's on track?
Everything's on track right now. If you asked me that a couple months ago, actually every month for the last 6 months, I might have a different answer for you. Indie Pride got a new executive director in January, and that's really kind of when we got started. And as for entertainment, what was interesting was at first people weren't so sure that they wanted to perform in person. And then it became later on in the process that there are new music festivals popping up all over the country. Yes, here in Indy, but everywhere. So entertainers are in higher demand. So it went from being unsure to being competitive. So fortunately, we got a really great lineup together for the festival. So I'm really excited about it and happy that we were able to put such a great lineup together.
And, you know, you mentioned that you started the Indie Pride DJ stage 10 years ago. Tell us a little bit about the evolution of the stage and kind of your approach to programming entertainment on the DJ stage.
So my approach overall is definitely to create the most diverse lineup possible. We need music not just for my taste and not just for, you know, each of the people on the committee's taste, but it needs to be entertaining and reaching multiple audiences, right? Mm-hmm. every aspect of diversity. And that doesn't just mean race. It doesn't just mean sexual orientation. That also means age, right? We have people that are younger. We have people that are older. We have a very, very diverse crowd of people that come. So we have to pay special attention to that. When it comes to the DJ stage, certainly, you know, I like to see a diverse styles of music, right? We have certainly house music DJs, right? House music is pretty popular in the LGBTQ community, but also hip hop DJs, bass DJs. It's important to create a diverse lineup.
Yeah, and you have a diverse lineup this year. You actually have one of my favorite Indianapolis DJs on the lineup, Nerti Azul. Mm-hmm. I love her mixes. She's plays incredible music. Tell us a little bit about this year's festival lineup on the DJ stage.
Sure. So this year we have two out-of-town headliners coming in. One is Megan Hamilton. She's going to close the night out with a two-hour set. She's pretty awesome. She's a bass DJ that sings when she's DJing. Just super talented. And then we also have coming in from out of town, Chris Cox. Chris Cox was known, I mean, he is still known. He is a very popular DJ. He streams on Twitch quite a bit. But a lot of people know him from the early 2000s as one half of Thunderpuss. Thunderpuss made a ton of gay house remixes, Madonna remixes, Whitney Houston, all kinds of really popular kind of diva vocal, big room tribal house tracks. So he will also be playing a two-hour set during the day.
So one of the headline artists at the DJ stage this year is Megan Hamilton. And Jack, as you mentioned, she not only is a DJ, she's also a vocalist and sings during her sets. Is there a track from Megan Hamilton that you'd want to share?
Sure. Actually, in the spirit of pride, since Dolly Parton is such a big part of LGBTQ culture, actually, I'm going to suggest her cover of Jolene that came out last year. Yeah.
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. My guest this week is Jack Shepler, also known as Jackola. Jack is an Indianapolis-based DJ and the entertainment director for Indie Pride, which is happening on Saturday, June 11th. You can go to indiepride.org for more information. Let's return to our conversation. And Jack, outside the DJ stage, on sort of the main festival stage, you have an incredible roster of artists, including the house music legend Crystal Waters, a great vocalist who made many classic hits over the years. Do you want to tell us about the festival headliners and share a song with us from one of those artists?
Sure, yeah. Everybody, I'm sure, has heard Crystal Waters' 100% Pure Love, so that's definitely one. If you haven't heard another of her big songs, Gypsy Woman is a classic.
I love that song. So why don't we go ahead and play that now? I'm sure our listeners will enjoy hearing this classic house track. Yeah. I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. My guest this week is Jack Shepler, also known as Jackola. Jack is an Indianapolis-based DJ and the entertainment director for Indie Pride, which is happening Saturday, June 11th. You can go to indiepride.org for more information. And Jack, we just heard a track from Crystal Waters, who is one of the headline artists this year at Indie Pride. She's one of several great entertainers who you've helped to bring to Indianapolis for this year's festival. Do you want to tell us about some of the other artists featured this year?
Yeah, absolutely. One of our headliners is Alex Newell. Alex became popular on Glee several years ago and has since then been putting out a lot of pop music, including a recent single called Attitude. That's a lot of fun. I personally really love the song Nobody to Love. I play that at least every other time that I DJ at Greg's, a remix of it. So definitely check that song out.
I know you're tired. I'm loving with nobody to love. Nobody, nobody. So just grab
That was Alex Newell with Nobody to Love. Alex is one of the performers at this year's Indie Pride. And my guest this week is Jack Shepler, the entertainment director for Indie Pride. And up next, we'll hear a song from The Aces, another featured performer at this year's Indie Pride.
The next song is by this awesome all-woman band called The Aces. One of the members is part of the LGBTQ community. And the song is called Daydream. And it sounds exactly like what the title sounds like. Daydream about me, and I know that you hit the nuts without me. Baby, I hate them too. But you know, I'm coming back to you. Midnight, my heart is racing. We're wide awake in this hotel.
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. My guest this week is Jack Shepler, the entertainment director for the Indie Pride Festival, which is happening on Saturday, June 11th. Let's return to my conversation with Jack Shepler. As you said, Jack, this is the festival's return to live programming. It's only your second year as the entertainment director for the live festival, right? What are you looking forward to coming up next year and in the upcoming years with Indie Pride?
Well, I'm really excited to continue to see a more and more diverse lineup. It's important to me not just to have a diverse lineup, but to have diverse people at the table. So anybody that wants to get involved in entertainment, whether it is performing or just being a part of the committee, definitely look for call-outs for that soon. I would be really excited to expand our team beyond just, you know, my friends and my friends' friends, right? This is a celebration for the entire community. So the more, the merrier.
And our listeners can get involved and find more information online at Indie Pride's website, which is indiepride.org. And Jack, I really appreciate you taking time to tell us a little bit about your history with the festival and share music from some of the incredible artists that are performing this year. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. And up next, we have a special Pride Month edition of Rebel Music with Carla Lopez.
This is Carla Lopez, and you're listening to Rebel Music on Cultural Manifesto. Me llamo Carla López y estás escuchando a Música Rebelde, el Manifesto Cultural. Rebel Music explores the relationship between music and activism in Indiana and around the globe. My guest this week is Manuel Gonzalez, one of the organizers of Orgullo Latinx, the first official Indie Pride event created for and by the Latinx community. It's happening on Friday, June 24th at the Vogue. Manuel will tell us more about the event. We'll also discuss his work fighting HIV with Step Up Inc. And he also brought some music to share with us. Let's join our conversation with Manuel. Hi, Manuel. How are you?
Good, good.
Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
You are a queer, gay, cis male, originally from Zacatecas, Mexico. Your family moved here to the United States and came to Indianapolis in 1997. Can you tell us more about yourself and how you ended up here in Indianapolis?
As immigration happens, you know, there's a family member that comes and they're like, hey, there's work here. We also lived in San Antonio for several years, but I say in 97 was really, Indiana really turned into home, and it, at that time, I think I was surrounded by family in San Antonio, that the change wasn't as big from migrating from Mexico to Texas. But from Texas to Indy, that was a big change. Back in 97, I was 9, and there was around 7 Latino kids in my elementary. And one of those was my sister, and then my 2 other cousins, and the rest were other people that have migrated here. So the change was very big from Texas to here.
And you work at Step Up, an organization that focuses on providing services, testing, education, and the prevention of HIV. Can you tell me more about your work there?
First, in my early 20s, I would volunteer there. So I already had a background information about Step Up. My HIV field work started actually in New Mexico after losing my job during COVID. And then I fell in love with the HIV work. Not only because it helps my community, but it also helps the greater good of the sense of, hey, there is a need for Spanish-speaking individuals in this field. As we know, every day, the pandemic for HIV still continues, and it still affects communities that are, you know, undereducated, with little to no resources, and I kind of fell into that social work love, and I wanted to come back home after being away for, I believe, 7 months, and I found a job at Step Up.
And you're here to talk about Latino Pride, a community-driven event hosted by Indie Pride. This will be the first Latino LGBTQ plus Pride event made for the Latino Latinx community, by the Latinx community. Can you tell me more about how this event came together?
I get a little emotional just hearing it, because you have a space now where people can come out and not come out, meaning as come out of the closet, but come out as to, hey, I can be part of Indie Pride. I've been going to Pride for several years, and it touches me. I'll be completely honest. Now, this came about. We went to the National Hispanic HIV Convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico, this past March. This was pretty impactful because I met a lot of Latinos that were doing the work. I met people from San Francisco, Texas, New York, and you make your little groups and you go to the sessions together and you start going to the events. Well, I got the chance to meet Angie Martinez, which we have worked together, but we weren't in that social interaction. And we got to talking, and my friend Jaime Gonzalez, who works at Chalon along with Angie Martinez, we were able to connect and really say, hey, we're going to work together for the community. And then this came up, and I said, well, I'm willing to help and whatever you need. And I was going to try to get some sponsors. Well, once in the work, Angie Martinez hit us up and say, you know, I'm making you part of the committee. And I was, you know, taken back because, you know, this is a big deal. But they were very interested in my work, and they have seen my work in hand, and we started planning this off. And it came up to, which looks like it's going to be a good event, a great event for the community.
I'm really excited because I've never seen anything like this happening in Indianapolis before. So it's really exciting. And on that note, what are your thoughts on the queer community within the context of the Latino, Latinx community? What is its place within this Latino culture, in your opinion?
It's a huge part. I've known, you know, the community for several years. Just the difference that they've made, because a lot of them are business owners, a lot of them are professionals, making a little dent in our community as a whole. As a Hoosier, I believe they're a vital part of the community. And sometimes we're not taken as serious, not just here, but I believe in a lot of communities, we're still trying to do that come up to become really an important source for the community. And I believe that we have made so much progress, and I've worked with some great individuals that are queer and queer Latino and have made a difference in this community.
And just to reiterate, the event Latinx Pride will take place at the Vogue June 24th from 8 p.m. until
1 a.m.
There'll
be, it's completely free. Just make sure you get your tickets. You can go at thevogue.com or you can Google The Vogue and look up their events and make sure you get your tickets. Limited spacing, obviously. And it's going to be a lot of entertainment there. We have not revealed all. There will be a lot of good drag queens from the community. But I can't really say much about it. Just keep updated with. You could also check us out at Latinx Pride Indy on Instagram, and then you'll be able to see the revealing. But I know DJ Rican is our DJ for the night, very popular. There will be go-go dancers, so there'll be some other surprises. So just make sure you keep updated on Instagram, and then you'll be able to find more information about the artists that we're bringing by. Even if you're not queer, we definitely want to bring people in, whoever wants to be part of this. We want to make it fun. We want to make it educational. There'll be testing there. So Step Up will be there. And obviously, there's other supporters. We're Damien Center will be there. I want to see everybody just have a good time and be able to have a safe space to show off their pride or be an ally to pride.
You brought some music to share with us today. The first song that you brought is Frijolero by Molotov. What does the song mean to you?
I remember being a teenager and watching Mundos. It's a Spanish version of MTV here in the United States. So seeing that, the video is a cartoon, but it's very political and very strong. I mean, if you listen to the words, and obviously the band overall is pretty political in all of their music. I don't agree with every song that they have, but this one, you know, really touches home just because of, you know, the immigrant in me and my family. So, yeah, that it was pretty impactful because I was in my teens when I watched it. And it kind of gave you a sense of, oh, I'm not the only one that goes through this. So, and especially because it's bilingual, even more powerful, I think. And I believe that one of the band members is American. So it even brings even a different point of view. Because they do talk about him, I think they call him Güero. Mm-hmm. And it's a good source of encouragement to be proud of where you come from and stand up for yourself, basically. Because that's what they're doing at this song.
Yo ya estoy out here now. De que me pongan sombrero. Escucha entonces cuando digo, no me llames frijolero. Y aunque exista algún respeto, no metamos las narices. No que inflamos la moneda, haciendo guerra a otros países. Te pagamos con petróleo o intereses nuestra deuda. Mientras tanto no sabemos quién se queda con la feria. A que nos hagan la fama de que somos vendedores de la droga que sembramos. Ustedes son consumidores. Don't call me gringo, you flea beater. Stay on your side of that Medi River. Don't call me gringo, you beater. No me digas beater, Mr. Puñetero. Te sacaré un susto por racista y culero. No me llames frijolero. Es mi gringo puñetero. Now I wish I had a dime for every single time I've gotten stared down for being in the wrong side of town. In a rich man I'd be if I had that kind of chips. Lately I wanna smack the mouths of these racists. Podrás imaginarte desde afuera ser un mexicano cruzando la frontera, pensando tu familia mientras que pasas, dejando todo lo que tú conoces atrás. Si tuvieras tú que esquivar las balas de unos cuantos gringos rancheros, le seguirás diciendo good for nothing, wetback. Si tuvieras tú que empezar de cero. Now why don't you look down on where your feet is planted? That you wear soil that makes you take this for granted. If not for Santa Ana, just to let you know that where your feet are planted would be Mexico. Correcto. Don't call me gringo, me up for your beaner. Stay on your side of the Mandaic River. Don't call me gringo, you beaner.
This is Carla Lopez, and you're listening to Rebel Music on Cultural Manifesto. If you're just tuning in, my guest this week is Manuel Gonzalez, one of the organizers of Orgullo Latinx, the first official Indie Pride event created for and by the Latinx community. It's happening on Friday, June 24th at The Vogue. Let's return to our conversation with Manuel. And the second song that you brought to share with us is Dear Mr. President by Pink. Can you tell us more about this song?
Okay, so everybody remembers when the war against terrorism, if you were alive, because there's people that I hear, they're like, oh, I wasn't alive when 9/11 happened. Mm. So this, I think this is a very rebel song. Obviously, it talks pretty strongly to George W. Bush and their policies, not just for the war, but overall, economically, socially. The big talk back then within the queer community was gay marriage, and obviously him as a Republican was against it. And I believe the Vice President, Dick Cheney, has a lesbian daughter, and that was the big line in the song, where you take her rights away, talking about Dick Cheney's daughter. Obviously, at that time, I wasn't out, but you know, all that resonated with me. And then it continued talking about education, how No Child Left Behind, how it hurt the, you know, the student population in the U.S. So it hits a lot of different points that we're still dealing with. And this is several years later, because this is another song that I listened to when I was a teenager.
La, la, la. La, 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 la. Dear Mr. President, come take a walk with me. Let's pretend we're just two people and you're not better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we can speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? What do you feel when you look in the mirror? Are you proud? How do you sleep while the rest of us cry? How do you dream when a mother has no chance to say goodbye? Mr. President, were you a lonely boy? How can you say no child is left behind? We're not dumb and we're not blind. They're all sitting in your cells while you pave a road to hell. What kind of father would take his own daughter's rights away? And what kind of father might hate his own daughter if she were gay? I can only imagine what the first lady has to say. You've come a long way.
Me llamo Carla López y estás escuchando a Música Rebelde, el Manifiesto Cultural. If you're just tuning in, my guest this week is Manuel González, one of the organizers of Orgullo Latinx, the first official Indie Pride event created for and by the Latinx community. It's happening on Friday, June 24th at The Vogue. Let's return to our conversation with Manuel. And the next song that you brought with you today is Boys in the Street by Greg Holden. Can you tell me what this song means to you?
I ran into this song a couple years ago. I listened to it. It's pretty emotional. It talks about another singer wrote the song. So it talks about his childhood upbringing with his and the issues with his sexuality. And obviously, this is an out man. And this is in Europe. In Europe, they're a little more loose in this kind of topics. So it's still pretty shocking to hear that there's still parents that don't really understand, know what's going on, but they don't want to deal with it. Mm. And I'm sure a lot of people in our community do feel the same way. They turn their head away. You know, obviously, time progresses. People see the differences. of what they think it's going to happen. I think parents are really scared to have their kids deal with all these situations with the stigma and thinking they're going to be lonely forever. And I think it touches that very well. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the song, one of the lines that says, you know, I just grew up thinking that a man and a woman was the only way, but maybe I'm wrong. And it's pretty touching. And it's important to remember that this, I hear people, you know, talk about how coming out is so much easier. Yes, it's gotten better, but there's still stigma. There's still situations that kids are dealing with. If you don't have that basis of support, usually it turns out that, you know, LGBTQ people end up being part of the 42% of, you know, committing suicide. So it's super, super important that support is there. And a lot of times it isn't. And a lot of times it's not in our community due to the stigma that is brought up.
When I was younger, my daddy told me I would never amount to nothing special. He'd come at me from every angle. He'd say, you're the last thing I wanted, the last thing I need. How am I gonna answer when my friends tell me my son was kissing boys in the street? My son was kissing boys in the street. He tried to change me, say I'm embarrassing my country. How could I do this to my family? Do I want to grow up being lonely? He'd say, we have worked for our money, we've put you in school, is this how you repay us? Do you think this is cool, my son? Stop kissing boys in the street. My son, stop kissing boys in the street. Heart's a little warmer, but he still won't hug me like my brother, and he still won't kiss me like my mother. He'd say, you were part of this family, I made you myself, but the way that you act isn't good for your health, my son. Stop kissing boys in the street. My son, stop kissing boys in the street. Finally realized I'm not lying. We sit in silence, but we're smiling, because for once we are not fighting. He'd say, there was no way of knowing, cause all I was taught is men only love women. But now I'm not sure, my son. Keep kissing boys in the street. My son, keep kissing boys in the street. when I'm gone. Keep kissing boys in the street.
This is Carla Lopez, and you're listening to Rebel Music on Cultural Manifesto. If you're just tuning in, my guest this week is Manuel Gonzalez, one of the organizers of Orgullo Latinx, the first official Indie Pride event created for and by the Latinx community. It's happening on Friday, June 24th at The Vogue. Let's return to our conversation with Manuel. The last song that you brought to share with us today is Looking for America by Lana Del Rey. And can you tell me more about this song?
Everybody has their own version of America. And I think it's important to have different points of views. I'm pretty liberal in a lot of things. But yeah, I could see a middle ground. Not everybody's going to think like me. And I think we all create our own America. But as long as we are respectful of each other, It could create that America. Now, she touches on a lot of issues with guns, and especially now that this is still a relevant issue. Ever since, I believe it, this whole topic started since Columbine, and so she talks about that, and it's super important because right now it's more relevant than ever that something gets done.
Took a trip to San Francisco. All our friends said we would try. Didn't work, so I left for Fresno. It was quite a scenic drive. Pulled over to watch the children in the park. We used to only worry for them after dark. I'm still looking for my own version of America. One without the gun, where the flag can freely fly. No bombs in the sky, only fireworks when you and I collide. It's just a dream I had in mind. It's just a dream I had in mind.
Thank you for being here and sharing this music with us. And of course, thank you for your work at Step Up Inc. and for your work with the Latino Pride event that's going to be happening here June 24th. If our listeners wanted to get more involved in helping the community and the work that you do, what final words of advice do you have for them?
Don't be afraid to be yourself. And this is not just if you're a queer person in the community. And always be your authentic self and stand up for what you believe. And especially if it's going to help other people, We always need leaders in this community. Definitely. Be a leader.
My guest this week has been Manuel Gonzalez, one of the organizers of Orgullo Latinx, the first official Indie Pride event created for and by the Latinx community. It's happening on Friday, June 24th at The Vogue. I'm Carla Lopez, and you've been listening to Rebel Music on Cultural Manifesto.
That's all the time we have this week. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Kyle Long, and you've been listening to Cultural Manifesto.